Amir ibn Lars, and the Lakis, and the Shnoon, and the Dugan, and the Typhus, and Shtay, and the Tyrus. The Echad of the Typhus, the Echad of the Tyrus, and the Mate of the Typhus, and the Mate of the Typhus. Rashi is Masdir, Machlaitis. Rashi over here says two Chidushim of Shah. Number one, Machlaitis usually means the Machlaitis between two Tanayim. Amarayim. Rashi says that Aleph Machlekes over here means Yachloike. Doesn't mean the Machlekes Tanayim, but it means Yachloike, the fact that you say Chalukah. The Rashba and the Ritva bring Mishalim from other places in Shas where it uses the Lashon Machlekes, and the Kavada is to Yachloike. That's Nakuda number one, Kiddush number one of Rashi. It's not going on a Machlekes, it's going on the Din Chalukah, the Chalukah that it says. Kiddush number two is Rashi says, the Kama Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Why Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? There are times when Rebbe is also Moedah that Yechokin. As on that, the Ritva says that Rashi was Nokat Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Because he says mefurish the lashon cholkin, abein achinami. When Rebbe holds cholkin, also would be nema this memra. Oh, if he's the other magas, it's different. Those are the two chedushim in pshat in Rashi. That's why like Rashi fears is kach shamati mishum Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Nachman v'nira beinai. That's what we heard b'shem Adam Choshev. Near a bainai, because he's learning the Gemara like Kipshutai. As the Gemara says, whenever you want Yechidish Shemi Miskabel, Yetayla, Beiloni, Rav Ravi, Ramela, people listen to your Pshat. Beinio, Beinecha, Bizman Hazel, we know Rashi saying it is much more Choshev than whoever this person who we don't know is. Oh. But Rashi, Lepachas, brought Kilo and Adam Choshev that said the Pshat. Okay. Thus is the Rashi. The Tosis Rosh has a different shot in Machlokes, not like Rashi, Kipshutai. Now we have to see Bez Hashem in the Hemshech HaDvar. That's Rashi's Chiddush. Machlokes means Chalukah, Lefi Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. It's talking about Shnei Madukim B'Tayrif, Kalayma Shnei Madukim B'Tayrif, B'Tayrif Gilo Shel Shtar, Mokom Haloive V'Amalve V'Amoyes V'Azmat, Taifish are called Lashon Hashtar. That's Shitas Rashi and what Tayrit and Taifis is. However, if one is Naitel the Taifis and one is Naitel the Taifis, and then you say, the Maide Taifis, the Deyuk, the Tani Lael, Zen Naitel, and Mokom Sheyodam Bash, the Kaman Mefarish, Lamai, Mi Voile. As it's a din of the Makkah of Rashi is the Gemara Es. It brings a Vyechnar Mele Oilam Cholkin, a Filo Echad Ada Betoifis, Vechad Ada Betoire, Batanya Zen Noitel Ad Makkah Sheyada Makas. As you see clearly in the Gemara, the Dino Vyech Mishum Noitel Ad Makkah Sheyada Makas. But the Gemara, Leitzicha the Koi Tayre Bein Tsoi, Yachi Loim Maila Memor, Leitzicha the Mikro of the Chad. How the tame of Tokochi Kamash Malon. As Rashi learns, Achidesh Imshat, that Lefize Reb Yechanan is not Choyle. Mar Machoda, Beloy Kriyi. The Belaz is talking about where he was Typhus, Yodem Magas on the Typhus Lechod and on the Tayrif Lechod. Reb Yechanan held not that way. Thus is the Gemara. As is a grace of Shaila in Shab in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that in order to have a din of Zen Noitel and Makam Sheyada Magas, he has to be holding on the whole Typhus and the whole Taira? L'chayra, it's enough if he's holding on different parts of the Shtar. He's holding on the Makam of the Malva, the Loive, Ubefrat, L'maskana, we see that the whole nafkamina is klapis man. As let's say we're talking about where one of them was Yodai Magas on the Zman. Why does he have to be holding on the whole Torah and the whole Torah? And it's meduyik that the din of zenoitel and makom sheyadim agas is only when they're holding on the toifis and the toirif. But if they're holding only on a part of the toifis or a part of the toirif, you don't say yadim agas. The shaila is why? Sprat, if you're holding on the zman, that's the ikar chilik between the toifis and the toirif. Let's say one has a yadim agas on the zman, he should take the shabbos of the zman. What's shot? As you could be mazbe achas min hashtayim. Shitas Rashi in the sugya, the Ramban and the Tosfos Rashi learn b'das Rashi that if you have a toifis luchod or a toirif luchod, you're able to be goyim. But then if you would cut the shtar in half and you would have just the toifis or just the toirif, you would be able to be goyim. As Lefiza, it's very gishmak why you need a yodim agas on the toifis and the toirif. Because the only way you could be command the pasik and you could cut it is if you have a chelik of the shtar, which is roi ligvais b'fnei atzma. So when one's holding a toifis and one's holding a toirif, that it's roi ligvais b'fnei atzma, as then you could yodim agas it. But if he's only holding a zman is not roi ligvia b'fnei atzma. It's not roi to make it a yodim agas. It's a derech apsha, l'fi Rashi. The shaila is how you're going to answer l'fi toisis. Toisis holds, if there's one shura from the shtar that's missing, the shtar is pasul. As if you cut it anywhere, you can't be goyva with the shtar. As I say, according to toisis, why are we only yodim agas when you have a whole toifis or a whole toirif? L'chore, the kivun in toisis has to be that you only say yodim agas on a chelik b'fnei atzma. As toifis and toirif are a chelik ashtar b'fnei atzma, upon one shura, which is on a small chelik of a shtar, you don't yodim magas it. Achaz nivur in the Gemara. It's taka chidish. As thus is the Gemara, iliva de Rashi. The Rambam in Malva Valoya, Perik Yudalit, Halacha Yudalit, brings down that the halacha is when shnayim oichsim b'shtar yachloiku. The Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Yodai Magas. Fregt Zog the Magid Mishnah, you have the same diuk in the Rif. The Rif is mashmish this sugya, chelik of the sugya of Yodai Magas. Fregt the Magid Mishnah, what's pshat on the Rif? What's pshat on the Rambam? It's a mefurish Gemara that zendoitel ad mokum she Yodai Magas by a shtar. How come they don't bring down the Gemara la locho? Zog the Magid Mishnah, they learn that Rabbi Yechanan is choylik on Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar holds is a din of Yadei Magas Vashtar. And Rabbi Yechanan is choylik on Rebbe Elazar. He holds is no din of Yadei Magas Vashtar. And the Magid Mishnah is, and he changes the Gersa of the Gemara. Now in the Gemara we have the Gersa's Mashma like Rashi, Mara Machada, Mara Machada, Velay Pligi. The Rambam has a different girsa that it's not mavur that the Gemara asks on Rebbe Elazar, what do you do with Yadim Magas? And he answers, he's moide, but it's really a machlokes. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. Shteida in the Magid Mishnah, it says in the Magid Mishnah that there's a tzad to learn, you don't say Yadim Magas by Toirif and Toif. What's the pshat? Why don't you say yodim agas on the toifis and the toirif? Why is it different than a talis that you say yodim agas? What's pshat in Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan can hold is no din of yodim agas? As ma'od yitochin, yugatayna, this Magid Mishnah is l'shitasoi to what we had in the Magid Mishnah on Zion Amid Aleph. In the original sugi of yodim agas. The Magid Mishnah is Medayik. The Rambam brings the din of Yodim Magas by Talis and not by Kli. Zog the Magid Mishnah, the only time you say Yodim Magas is when you split something and each side has value after you split it. But by Kli, where if you split it, it's going to be a Shever, it's going to be a piece, it's not going to be a Kli, as then you don't say Yodim Magas. The Fize, you could be Manchich and learn. Therefore, the Rambam holds, you don't say Yodim Agas by Shtar. Because the shtar, the whole shabbos of the shtar is when the shtar is together. When the shtar is, if you're going to cut the shtar in the middle, the shtar won't work. As a Mela, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you can't say Yodah Magas on shtar. Dumya the Kli, that you don't say Yodah Magas on Kli. Lefi the Rambam, it comes out, the Machlekes of Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is a lumdish Machlekes in Yodah Magas. Rabbi Lazar holds, Yodah Magas is a din, kiman de pasik. We don't care if it's going to be able to be something on its own or not. We always Yodah Magas, we always command the pasik. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we only say a command the pasik if after the command the pasik it has value b'fnei atzma. But if you command the pasik it'll lose its shabbos, it won't have the same shabbos, it'll be a dover achar, and then you don't do command the pasik. That's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam had to learn Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues. Amalei Rav Acha midifti leRavina leRabbi Lazar the Amal zen noitel teifis v'zen noitel teiref lomali. Frek the Ritva, why does the Gemara say leRabbi Lazar? Hare Rabbi Yochanan also holds Zen Noitel Ad Makom Sheyada Magas. Zot the Ritva Enochinami, but Rabbi Lazar spoke it out Lehedya. This is a mocker to the Rambam. The Rambam learns that Rabbi Yochanan is Choylik on Rabbi Lazar. As this Loshin, Li Rabbi Lazar, the Amma Zen Noitel Ad Makom Sheyada Magas, that's Meduyik like the Rambam. Only Rabbi Lazar holds of Yada Magas. Rabbi Yochanan is taka choylik on Yodah Magas, mako to the Rambam. In Yishvi, frag the Gemara, zen oitel toifes, v'zen oitel tarif, toirif lomeli, chilotz al pitzli chusei, u sari. Amalei, l'dmei, to amahavi, shtare dis bezman kam v'shavi, the lesbian man came to study. He started this lesbian government mishavdi. Vidig loy government mishavdi. Yev lehech the baini baini. Thus ended the Gemara. As licked on the Gemara, a lomdisha machlokes. The hava meaning of the Gemara was zen noitel ad yodah magas, zen noitel ad makom sheyodah magas means you caught the star in half. Literally. That was the Habamina. Frag the Gemara, you cut the star in half. Tayrif Lamali, what's he gonna do with it? Because he needs another bottle stopper. Yeah. There's better bottle stoppers you can buy. This man has to stuff your bottles of wine. He needs a bottle stopper. Let's go. Does this does? Does Frag the Gemara. Ever the Gemara. That Yodah Magas doesn't mean you cut the shtar literal in here. What Yodah Magas means is you take the damim of the chelik that you're holding on. Likda machlokes in Yodah Magas, how you do the Yodah Magas. The Makshin learned, literally you cut it in half to where the Yodah Magas walks away with the half of the paper that's in his hand. And the Tartan says, no, Yodah Magas just gives you the Shavi, the Shoivi, the Damim of what's in your hand. We have to know what the beer of this Machlekes, the Machshin, and the Tartan. We'll see. There's this Hashem. We have to see. Okay. Zok Rashi. Shtar the Izbe's man kame shava, the toirif adif mi toifes, the Izbe makam has man. Dilu shema malva ba loiva ba mois kois ve. Abbe toifes. As Rashi over here explains to us what toifes and toirif is. It's Arach beer. I mean, good morning. We already had in the beginning of the sugya toifes and toirif. Rashi should have explained right away what Taifis and Tairif is. Why does Rashi wait till the end of this sugya to explain to us what Taifis and Tairif is? right away, as soon as the Gemara said the words, Taifis and Tairif, Rashi Siddha says that the Tairif is Beimakam Azman, B'Shem Amalva Valoiv, he's Kaiser in the Tairif. Why does he only say it over here? Valderech HaPsha, Gog Yishmak. Until now, we didn't know what the difference was. But now the Gemara says the difference is the Shivui of Zman. As Rashi had a kasha, why is the only nafkamina the shivui of zman? I read there's a much bigger nafkamina. It doesn't say the shem malva, the loiva, the other pratim. As this was, this gemara is the hefrich of Rashi, that even in the toifis, the halacha is you write everything. Not only in the toifis you write everything, the toifis has everything chutz from the zman. That's why the Gemara Ovia says the nafkamina is klape di zman. Zok Rashi, where's the makor? You write everything in the Taifas. It's Taka Chiddush. As Rashi says, shesarach lachsa minyona shel shtar b'shita achroina huikar kizman kosabay nirmayla mona umamata masayim umamata masayim umamata mona akol oylech agar atachtan. Aval zman loy mahad. This is the Rashi. As Taisis asks on Rashi a very strong question. Rashi says, anyway, you have to write everything in the Taifis. Frek Taisis and Magamara and Baba Basra. Fektasis, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Ein lemeidim mishita achreina. As how could you say that the word is you wrote everything in the bottom of the shtar also? In the shita achreina, Hare, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Tema, Ein lemeidim mishita achreina. What's Pshat in Rashi? As the Ramban says, when Rashi says shita achreina, he means the shura before the shita achreina. The shita achreina, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, the last line, there's always a chash ziv. Because you're always afraid that the guy left a little bit of space before the signature and someone filled something in. That's why you have to be careful when you write shtaris, you should sign exactly underneath. Why ein lemeid mishita achroina? Because a lot of people leave spaces and you're afraid he'll fill it in. That's only in the shita achroina, but the line before, that is no shtar. As in the line before, that lemeid. Yeah. It's a little bit dochuk in Rashi. Rashi uses the lashon that it's the, you write it in the shita achroina. The Ramban says what it means is the line before the shita achroina. The Ramban says the Pnei Yeshua brings that goyis maimeris that says a different pshat that goes more in the lashon of Rashi. He says that pshat is when do we say ein lemeidim b'shita achroina? When the shita achroina says a new angle in the shtar that it doesn't mention in the shtar before. It talks about a whole new angle in this business deal. There's a shtar, a business deal with the zman, the malva, the loiva. All of a sudden in the shita achreine comes in, and also I'm selling you this. A whole new angle that it wasn't mentioned. That people don't do. They don't write in the shita achreine something, a whole new angle that they didn't mention in the shtar before. As then there's a chash ziv in the shita achreine. Because why in the shita achreina is he adding something that he didn't speak about in the whole shtar? As that's ma'oyre shaziv. Oh, but if the shita achreina talks about what it says in the shtar before, as then it's nicker that it's a chelik of the ikar ashtar that he wrote it, as then lemeidim mea shita achreina. And not only lemeidim, Rashi says, it's the ikar. Yeah. As the Gemara in Baba Basra is talking about, where there's a whole new angle in the Shita Achreina. As it's not Mistaber in the last line, he's going to add something new that he totally didn't discuss until now. That's how the Agois Maimonis learns up Rashi. Gishmak, Pshat, to be Miyashid, Eilis, Taisis.
Even though the amounts changed?
What?
Even though the amounts changed?
But it was that something they discussed, the amount, because now it could be at the end, the final thing, the final Mecher or Halva was on this amount, was discussed, and this is the final. At the end, you sum up the final, it's the last line, the last word in the Shtar. But when it's talking about what was going on until now, Nas is the okay. Nas is the Mahalach. So Nas is Chelik number one in Rashi. Chiddush number one. The Shita Achrayna. Chiddush number two is the next Chelik of Rashi. Frek Rashi, V'mishum Simas Edim David Tachas HaToifes. If it's Mishum Dechsimas Edim David Tachas HaToifes. The Hainu, the Torah, doesn't have Edim. L'chayra, what is Rashi asking? As why are we saying the difference in Shavuos is the Zaman? Haray, Mr. Torah can't use his Shtar because he doesn't have Edim. That's the Pashtus of the Shail of Rashi. See more about Rikos tomorrow. We're just going in. Epitasis. The shtar is makuyim. As a meila, it doesn't make a difference. Even though you're not being toifis in the edim, as you could use the Edim, whatever the Hez will be, Kach is Mavur and Rashi. Shtar on Edim is not a Shtar, as it's Muchach you're using the Edim. As why only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel you could use the Edim? According to Rebbe, why can't you use the Edim also? What's Pshat? Rashi is saying that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Shtar is Mekuyim, you could use the Edim. As why according to Rebbe, can't you use it? As the Nachlas David says, he says, if the Shtar is Mekuyim, as we see there's Edim, we know there's Edim, the Edim works. However, according to Rebbe, that you have to be Mekayim the Shtar, if the Loiv is holding on to that part of the Shtar, he's going to cover it with his hand and not let the Edim look to be Mekayim. As technically, if the loiv is holding on to the edim, he's not going to let you be mekayim the shtar, because he's going to hold on to it and cover it, that the edim can't look to be mekayim. Yeah. As I made lefi Reb Shimon Gamliel, the shtar is mekuyim, you could use the edim. Ab lefi Rebbe, you can't use the edim. And this is a rizig chiddush. The guy could like cover it up and not let Bez Din look at it if they want to be Mekayim. It's his part, so he could cover it. He could not show it. It's a reason to get Yiddish. It's not the Poshet of Shat in Rashi. It doesn't sound like from Rashi. That's what Rashi means. That according to Rebbe, you could cover it and no one could look and be Mekayim. L'chayra, it would be much better if we could find another Pshat. Because we'll give the Olam time to think. What the Pshat is. Frek Taisis on Rashi. What does it help Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? Harei ashtar on edim segolnish. And the other person is oich is the edim. As you don't have a schus on the edim. As what does it help? Ashtar on edim is belt golnish. Just like you say the other way, when one guy's toifis in the Zman, he has the Zman, and the other person doesn't have the Zman. As when one person's toifis on the Edim, you should say he has the Edim, and the other person doesn't have Edim. What is Pshat in Rashi? Thus, rectasis of Rashi. Yeah, thus is the Shverikai of Rashi. How could you use the Edim if the other guy's toifis it? The same way you can't use the Zman when the other person's toifis, you shouldn't be able to use the Edim. Azog the Ramban, there's a logo that is shtar that has Edim, and it's Nimchak the Edim. Dainu, Edim saw the shtar had Edim. Edim saw was a good shtar with Edim, and it's Nimchak the Edim afterwards. The logo is you go over with the shtar. Why? Because the Edim are made that there's Edis in the Shtar. Because even though we don't see the Edis in the Shtar, it's Kilu there are Edim in the Shtar. Zokt, the Ramban, Kiman de Posik of Yodai Magas, makes it Kilu Nimchak. But even though it's Kilu Nimchak, but Bezdin still sees the Edim in the Shtar. Bezdin Lamaisa sees he's holding a Shtar with Edim. As Bezdin knows there's Edim. As a Mela, being that Bezin has the idea that there's Edim, even if you're holding a shtar that doesn't have Edim, it's Nimchak the Edim. But if Bezin knows there's Edim, it's enough to be Goyta. Fretzach the Shaila. As let's do the same thing by Zman. Bezin sees there's a Zman on the top. As if Bezin sees there's a Zman on the top, as what is it? Yodim Magas, it's Kilo Nimchak, there's no Zman. But Bezdin knows there's a Zman. Bezdin sees what's on the top. What's the chilik between the Zman on top and the Edim on bottom? That's the big shayla on the Ramban. The Ramban was Sosin Veloy Pirish. He leaves it open for us to figure it out. As the Ritva suggests a story, the Ritva says that Zman is not a necessary part of the shtar. A shtar is kosher without Zman. As when you're writing the Zman automatically doesn't go on the whole shtar. It's only where it is. Because the shtar doesn't need a Zman. As a Zman is like its own edition. It's its own chapter in the shtar. It's its own edition in the shtar. Of the Edim, the shtar needs Edus on the whole shtar for it to be kosher. As Edim are on the whole shtar. Of a Zman is not in the whole shtar. Zan is only Bimkaimai. In the Mela, you can't use it. Thus is the Mahalich of the Ritva. The Piskei Riaz says a different mahalach, Koran Interessante Mahalach. He says when Edim sign at the end of the shtar, they're signing on the whole thing. It's the end of the shtar, and they're signing, the chsim at the end goes back on everything. But when you write the Zman in the beginning, you're not writing the Zman on the whole shtar, you're only writing it in the beginning. As the Zman is on the piece of paper where it's on, but it's not going on the rest of the shtar. The Edim that are chosim b'soif, the chsima b'soif, is on everything. Those are the interesting svaras the Rishonim use. The Chayre, there's a makom in Stimas Rashi to come up with a different svar. But Kodim, we're just learning the Mahalchim of the Rishonim in Rashi.
Should we write Pisyat Deshmaya on the bottom of the paper?
What?
Should we write Pisyat Deshmaya on the bottom of the paper so that it's going on everything? Yeah. When you write on the top, you're writing for everything.
So he's understanding that if you would write something on top, and when you're writing it, it's muchach that is going on everything, it'll go on everything. Like if you write something on top and you write this is going on the whole shtar, okay. But he's talking about when a person normally writes something of Zman on top, he's not writing it in the whole shtar, he's just writing a line for itself, a separate piece of a shtar, because it doesn't go on the whole thing. But Maskin, Rashi, Stimus Rashi would be Kilu Patuach, open to maybe a different comment. Rashi doesn't say anything, these are all nice svaras. Rashi is very saucy.
It's needed for the kukul as
well. What?
This man is needed for the kukul.
For sure.
So why do you have you like say it's not part of the shtar?
It's part of the shtar, but it's written bimkaimai and it's not going on the rest. When Edim signed the shtar, what are Edim signing? They're saying everything above we hereby declare it's true. Because when the Edim sign on the bottom of the shtar, their edus is chal on every part of the shtar, but the zman is a chelik b'fnei atzma. It's an addition to the shtar. It's an additional piece of information. One of the many pieces of information that are in the shtar. Well, that piece of information is oimid b'fnei atzma. Wherever it's written, it's there. Wherever it's not written, it's not there. Oh. Okay, thus is the first day. We just nitty gritted with the Pshat and Rashi, the Shailas and Pshat and Rashi. Okay, thus is the Shailas and Rashi. Rez Hashem will come back. One more big Nakuda in Pshat and Rashi, Estel and Rashi. When the Gemara asks that, if you say Yadam Agaz, Toyrif Lomali, Toyfis Lomali, what's the beer of the Shiloh of the Gemara Lefi Rashi? As over here is a very Yusaitis the Ramban. The Ramban says that according to Rashi, you could be Goiva with the Torah Lechot, and you could be Goiva with the Toifis Lechot. As Ibezei, what's right the Gemara Lomali? What do you mean? Now that the Malva has a Yodam Agas on one of them, he could be Goiva Lechot. Of the Ramban, according to Rashi, the Gemara Shaila is Toy Fis Biyad Loive Lamali. When the Toy Fis is in the Yad of the Malve, Zichar it works for him, because now that he has the Toy Fis, he could be Goive. The Gemara is asking Toy Fis Biyad Loive Lamali. Hare, the Malva has the Toyrif, and the Malva could be goyve everything with the Toyrif. Azay Bezay, what is the Yodai Magas accomplishing? Why does the Ramban say the Kash is only on the Toyfis? Because if the Loiva has the Toyrif, he accomplishes that the Malva can't use the Zman. As that's an accomplishment. He gained a monetary gain from it. The shtar is worth less because he can't be goyva from lekuchas. But when the toifis is biyad loiva, lomali, that's the shaila of the Gemara, liba the Rashi. That's what the Ramban speaks out. It's a gewaldige chiddush in pshat because the Gemara just says lomali. Yeah. You have to be madgish another nekuda in pshat that lechoira. What do you mean, lamali? The talacha is each one gets it. That's yodem agas, zen noitel mashi yodem agas, zen noitel mashi yodem agas. As what'll happen, the guy who has the malva will walk away and he'll win the case, and the loiva will walk away a loser. What's the problem? Dosh teig rebe lochem. Machlekes b'shishnayim, chalukes b'shishnayim adukim. Avalechod odig betofis, vechod oide betoyrif, zen noitel toifis, vizen noitel toyrif, as if the loiva is noitel the toifis, he lost the case. The malva gets the toyrif, he goes home and he wins the case. Why not? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Loive, oh, he's not gaining anything. What does he use it for? Lots of pisuchusa. Enochinami! The halacha is zen noitel toifis v'zen noitel toirif, and in this case, the malva is goyve everything, and the loiva loses. Where do you see not that way in Rebbe Loza? L'choyri, you have to learn the lashon of zen noitel is mashma, he's noitel a shivui in the choyv, not that he's just taking the piece of paper. As the beer of the shayla of the Gemara is if the loiva is going to take the toyrif, the toyfis, he can't use it for anything, as he's not being noitel. Noitel is mashma, he's noitel a chelik of the choyv, a chelik of the shavius of the shtar. If he's just taking the toyfis, he's coming out with efes, he's nothing. So how could you say zen noitel, it's mashma, he's getting something, more than lotzer al pislichusa, more than a bottle cap. Yeah. So you have to learn according to Rashi. Okay, so that's the first day. It's going through piece by piece of Rashi. Tomorrow will be Mashlam Shitas Rashi and learn Shitas Tosis. An interesting question for the Olam to think about. The Ramban says that according to Rashi, if you cut the Taifas from the Tairif, you could be Goyva with the Taifas Lechod and the Tairif. Does anyone know where the Ramban saw it in Rashi? Taisus says lahetin not that way. Taisus is choylik ladina. Taisus says you can't be going with any part of the shtar is missing. Where did Taisus see it in Rashi? Not that way. Where did the Ramban, I'm sorry, see in Rashi? Not that way. As we leave the island. Okay. So today we just mamish got into Shitas Rashi. We explained the steps of the Gemara of Shitas Rashi. Tomorrow we'll be Mashlim, we'll see the Tesis, and we'll be Goymer Shitas Rashi.